The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
As I mentioned earlier, it is Oscars week, so what better reason than to look back at some of the Best Picture winners from times gone by. There have been 571 films nominated for Best Picture and 92 winners. And I'm joined now by Ciara Kelly, the presenter of News Talk Breakfast, who has chosen her favourite, her pick of the litter, No Country for Old Men.
What's the most you ever lost on a coin toss?
Sir?
The most you ever lost on a coin toss?
I don't know. I couldn't say.
Call it.
Call it?
Yes.
For what?
Just call it.
Well, we need to know what we're calling it for here.
You need to call it. I can't call it for you.
Well, it wouldn't be fair. I didn't put nothing up.
Yes, you did. You've been putting it up your whole life. You just didn't know it. You know what date is on this coin?
No.
1958. It's been traveling 22 years to get here. And now it's here. And it's either heads or tails. And you have to say, call it.
Well, look, I need to know what I stand to win.
Everything.
How's that?
You stand to win everything, call it.
All right. Heads, then.
Well done. Don't put it in your pocket,
sir.
Don't put it in your pocket. It's your lucky quarter.
Where do you want me to put it?
Anywhere, not in your pocket. Or it'll get mixed in with the others and become just a coin.
Yeah, there's the scene from No Country for Old Men. Ciara Kelly, why do you like it so much?
First of all, I'm a huge Coen Brothers fan, Kieran, and I think this is one of their best films. I think the acting in it is superb. I suppose there's three main characters. There's the Josh Brolin, who is the sort of the everyman. He stumbles across a drugs heist and stumbles across $2 million accidentally. And I think it's almost biblical in its I suppose, sweeping depths. So, lead us not into temptation. He takes the money, he runs, and then he, you know, is pursued by the evil personified, which is the character Segura, who's played by Javier Bardem, who plays an incredible role in this film. And then I suppose the conscience and the good in all of this is the character of the sheriff, who is trying to actually save the Josh Brolin character from himself and indeed from Javier Bardem. And all three of them act superbly. All three of them are characters that are kind of mesmerizing in their own different ways. And I suppose what I like about nearly all of the Coen brother movies is the almost surreal quality. It's not real. It's not cartoon, but it's not real. There's a surrealism to it. And I was talking about Segura, the Javier Bardem character, earlier with somebody, just because I knew I was doing this. And they said, oh yeah, he's a total psychopath, isn't he? I don't even think he's a psychopath. I think he's the bogeyman. I think he's the stuff of nightmares. I think he is evil, relentless, you know, calculated evil that is pursuing this other character and making him atone for his sins, as it were. And it's just this kind of dystopian Western, broad sweeping look at humanity, and I think it's a superb film.
So Javier Bardem is not really playing a character then. He's playing what? A kind of a feeling or a sense or...
I never got the sense from when I was watching it, and I've seen it a good few times, that he was real. Like I never related to him. Imagine he went home and watched TV, even though he might watch TV. The point is he lacked any empathy. He lacked any human emotion, and he killed in a manner that he was like literally the Grim Reaper. And you kind of felt from the beginning that relentless way he went after the Josh Brolin character, who was kind of the everyman. He was flawed, he was weak, he was greedy, he was kind of likable, but he was an anti-hero. There was nothing remarkably good about him. He took his sort of chance and ran with it, and it all backfired on him and had terrible consequences for him and everyone in his life. But I just felt that the Javier Bardem character, Chigurh, the assassin, that there was something in him that was the stuff of sort of your childhood nightmare, that he was unstoppable. He was beyond human in some way. And I think it was a very, you know, it was a huge breakthrough role for him, obviously. But just the depth in all of this would stay with you, I think, for a very long time afterwards.
It's quite a violent movie, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's really violent. It's super violent. And in fact, it's theatrically violent. There is a grandiosity almost, and almost at times a celebration of the violence, particularly by the Bardem character. Like he kills in an orgiastic way. Like he literally seems to be enthralled by death himself. And, you know, he seems, his face will almost change as he's killing. His killing, that scene there that you saw in the petrol station, that coin toss, he often makes his victims toss a coin to decide whether or not he will kill them. And that in and of itself says something, that it is utterly kind of irrelevant to him. He's doing it on the toss of a coin. These people mean nothing to him. He's unmoved by their life. He's unmoved by their death. He's that detached from it, that it is a coin toss.
Kind of slow moving,
there's something very powerful in it.
It's kind of slow moving, isn't it, at parts?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And the Tommy Lee Jones character.
Dare I say, I kind of nodded off maybe once or twice when I saw it.
You see, you don't have my depth, Kieran. That's the problem. That's the difference. You didn't relate to it the way I clearly have. Tommy Lee Jones, the way he is looking back on his life and the way he is, he's obviously coming up to retirement and he has seen too much and he has done too much and he's seen too much evil and he's seen too much pain and he's seen too much violence and he's carrying with him, and he's sort of looking back on, and that's what the title obviously comes from. This is No Country for Old Men. He's kind of mourning the passing of values or standards or decency or civility, and a lot of people, I suspect, feel that about the generations that come behind them, irrespective what time of or what era they live in. But he is a man who wants to save. He wants to save the Josh Brolin character. He wants to save him from himself. He wants to do some good before his career ends. And yet he fails and he can't, and it stays with him. It's sort of like both sides of human nature. It's the good and the evil. And actually, I think I'm going to watch it again next week.
Well, I've got good news for you, Kira, and good news for people who haven't seen it, and maybe people like me who nodded off at some of the boring parts and think maybe I should go back and watch it. It is on TG Cahir tonight at 9:30.
No,
it is. So No Country for Old Men
is
on TG Cahir tonight at 9:30. That is Kira's choice. A little later on, we're going to have another pick from you. I can promise, an absolute classic. It won a multitude of Oscars in 1995. There's a little hint for you. So stay tuned for a little bit of that coming up later on the show.